In October 2019, we went with a group of young lesbian, bisexual and pansexual women on a residential weekend to the Lake District. The young women came from our Proud Trust groups across Greater Manchester and Cheshire, and we were also joined by young women from Merseyside. They ranged in age from 15 to 24. The purpose of the weekend was to discuss young women's experiences of the spaces we provide and the wider issue of women-only spaces. Over the course of the weekend, the young women also discussed other issues which were important to them. These recordings capture some of these discussions. As part of a workshop, young women discussed in groups their experiences of different settings. This group of older and younger women talk about their experiences of the gym.
Our group is called Proud to Be Here.
Oh, so cute.
We're cute. And we were looking at having a women's only gym or swimming pool, having that place as women's only. And we were basically all in favour of that would be really helpful. Generally, we were thinking, for a start, we had differences between the gym and swimming pool. There's different reasons why both would be better as women-only spaces. We're finding the gym would probably be less patronising, for a start. People would feel they had the potential to learn more, because if you go into a gym and there's people on a machine and you don't know how to use it, or you'd feel unsafe going, or that you've got to, it's that thing again about a woman not being an individual, they feel they're representing everyone, is that they don't want to be the one to go up and make a fool of themselves or ask how to learn it in front of people. So as well, we had a discussion, it would be safer, the amount of men who seem to go to a gym to try and pick people up is ridiculous. And just,
yes, it does.
Yeah,
it happens quite a lot, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah.
What situation do they pick someone up? Like, have they fallen off something? Or,
yeah,
what do you mean?
They're trying to flirt with
they're
someone.
They're trying to hit on people,
yeah.
Right, not physically.
Yeah, they're trying to hit on people. Yeah, they're not physically hitting them either.
But it's ready, you are. Even the language we use is interesting about, you know.
Yeah,
you
pick
know,
them up. Hit them on.
Picking people up, hitting on people.
Pulling.
It's aggressive, isn't
pulling,
it?
Pulling, pulling,
rather than,
yeah.
You know,
I'm going there to get
to
know someone.
Yeah, no one's going to get to know. It's picking, pulling, hitting.
Dynamic.
But yeah, we were thinking that, and we were thinking at the swimming pool and at the gym, it would be a chance to dress comfortably, to feel the less judgment. We were talking again about like internalized sexism as well, about whether women judging women within those spaces. But yeah, that you could dress comfortably, and again, it's dress safely and not worry about how much you're exerting yourself or how much you'd be able to learn and to grow. But we were saying like a swimming pool being more respectful. We're saying that there were quite a few like men who just go out, again, it's the individuals, and then like you're uncomfortable seeing them being partially clothed in that sort of
like
you know, yeah, we had some different scenarios of like
very
tiny things.
Budgie
where you can, yeah, that's it, the Australian thing, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Budgie smugglers.
Budgie smugglers. That's
really
tight.
Yeah. So we're thinking that people would generally be perhaps more respectful, and as well, if you went just to a women's only space and saw how everyone else was, it would rub off on you to be more respectful. So generally we were thinking that'd be really positive anyway, and then we were thinking as well like that it would be a good environment for kids to grow up in, to experience, like when kids go to like the swimming pool with their parents as well, like the opposite gender kids, and then we're talking about kids not really having gender for a while anyway and being able to go in either. And
love that.
Yeah, we had a whole thing, but like whether, yeah, with the swimming pools and stuff, it was just that they feel, was it safer? It was.
Is this like in the changing rooms?
Yeah.
It felt like that's where the conversation was at that point.
Yeah, the changing rooms, and about the fact when sometimes when a space is so heavily gendered, it becomes bad not only for women but also for like young boys and different things. So there's like a certain age where kids stop going swimming for a few years because they can't get changed with their opposite gendered parent, but they don't want to be alone in the in their gendered space but with all the big hairy men or something. And it's just, yeah, so we're thinking it would be positive not only for women, that having a space where you could, and yeah, and Muslim women swimming. We're talking about sometimes there are single gendered spaces at the moment for that, not so much gyms but swimming pools, and often it's because, say, Muslim women haven't had a chance to learn how to swim, or that because it's they've got to go to that space when it's just their gender and to be fully clothed and things, and we're just, it would increase your safety as a human as well, because of the gender there's people that might not be safe near a big river or something, and it would just be positive.
We hope you enjoyed listening and that you got an insight into the experiences and views of the women who took part. We'd like to thank the Young Women's Health Project in partnership with the Proud Trust and our funders, the National Lottery Community Fund and the Tampon Tax Fund from the Government Office of Civil Society. And thanks to Angel at Virgin Money for helping us with recording and editing. Please check out the other recordings in this series.